Hello and welcome to the second installment of President Obama's inauguration charts. Last week I discussed some of the differences between the two charts. The first swearing-in occurred at 12:05 p.m. on January 20th, and the second took place, according to the Washington Post, at 7:35 p.m. on January 21st. For those of you who know something about astrology, you likely are familiar with other analyses of the inauguration charts. A major point made by some astrologers is that the second chart is better than the first because the moon was void of course in chart number one. To the uninitiated, a void of course moon occurs after the transiting moon has made its last major aspect to any major planet and before entering a new sign. It is said that anything started when the moon is void of course will have difficulty. In chart number one, the moon is at 29 degrees and 48 minutes of Scorpio, and indeed is void of course. While much has been written about the void of course moon in astrological lore, I find the likelihood for its reliability lacking, simply because it applies under a tropical zodiac only, the zodiac mainly used in the West. In the East, where a large number of astrology devotees exist, the sidereal zodiac predominates. Using the sidereal zodiac, the moon is not void of course in chart number one, yet the triple conjunction of Sun, Mercury, and Jupiter remain in the 10th house, a relatively favorable placement for leadership and global influence based on either zodiac. The logic for the void of course moon, however, is sound. Essentially, you don't want to begin a new enterprise at the close of a cycle, which is better for endings. Rather, you want to begin at the beginning, so to speak. The Sun-Moon cycle particularly applies to this reasoning and is valid for whatever zodiac is used. Here, you want to start projects at the new moon and concentrate on bringing things to a close during the last waning phase of the cycle. From the perspective of the Sun-Moon cycle, Obama's inauguration time suggests that his administration is more about the end of the cycle rather than a beginning, especially in the second chart, where the moon has moved past the waning sextile to the sun, the last major aspect before the conjunction. And the ending of this particular Sun-Moon cycle prepared the ground for the solar eclipse on January 26th. If the second oath of office is the official swearing in, I see it portending a lot of work cleaning up what has been left behind, and difficulty moving forward with a vision that is so strongly positioned in the 10th house of the first chart. It doesn't take an astrologer to say it will be a challenging 4 years for Obama, and I think chart number one is stronger for implementing the ideals of his campaign as well as moving forward. As the upcoming months and years unfold, we should have a clearer answer as to which chart governs his tenure as president.